He can say that.
因为我不能这样说,
you and I can't.
我不敢这样说,
I don't dare say that.
但是你好多
Many of those who wait for the Lord.
我们唱自播达尼，你与我们分手啊。
When we sing to Bethany.
你有没有注意到我们配上去，我们不会唱这首诗歌。
Do you feel that we're not worthy of singing that?
我们可以唱。
We can sing.
我们的感觉不是那个感觉。
But our feeling is that feeling.
但是写诗的人是那个感觉。
But the author of that song.
他们为什么不肯死？
Why did he refuse to?
他为什么要活得更长一点？
Why do you want to live longer?
他们希望能够等到主回来。
Because he wanted to wait for the Lord's return.
西面终于等到了。Simeon
finally.
约翰终于等到了。
John finally found.
安德烈终于等到了。
Andrew finally found.
这些故事，你看，这有一帮苏拉米。
Here we see a Shulamite.
他们不肯轻易的就离开这个世界。
A group of Shulamites that didn't want to leave this world.
不是这个世界没有什么可留恋的。It's
not that the world was loving them.
因为主还没有回来。Because
the Lord hasn't returned.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在主回来以前。So
before the Lord's return.
他能够找到像这样的人吗？
Can he find people like
that? 他能找到像这样的苏拉米女吗？
Can he find Shulamites like these?
能够像江丽佳已经九十几岁了。
Like Brother Tom, who's over 90 years old.
在原来看你就你可以用手指头可以算前面还有多少的日子。
You could probably count on one hand how many years he has left.
但很多人说，哦，感谢主，主给你这样健康的身体。
And when he says thank you, thank the Lord that you have such a healthy body.
他说我仍在等候主回来。
But he says I'm waiting for the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们。
When we say we love the Lord, it's one thing.
如果我们真爱他,
but if we truly love Him,
弟兄姊妹, 难怪主遇见他们,
no wonder the Lord met them.
难怪主在苹果树下唤醒他们,
no wonder the Lord awakened them under the apple.
虽然他们不认识他,
even though they didn't know Him,
他们给那荣耀的弥赛亚,
it was a glorious Messiah.
他们从来没有想到, 一个罪人怎么能够等候他?
They never thought. As a sinner, how is he waiting?
我不过是牧羊人。
I am but a shepherd.
我怎么敢说愿他用口与我亲？
How dare I say use the kissing with the kisses of
a mouth?
Who is that person?
一开始没有告诉我们他是谁。
They never said who that person was.
全宇宙只有一个他。
There is only one that he.
有一个小朋友写信给他的父亲。
A young child wrote a letter to his father.
他的地址是伦敦。
The address that he wrote was London.
然后那个名字就是爸爸，伦敦爸爸。 他以为说所有的邮差都认识他的爸爸。
And so when he addressed the envelope, he just said to dad, London. He thought that all the postmasters knew his dad's name.
他不需要说他爸爸是谁。
He didn't have to say his dad's name.
如果你爱他的话,
if you love him,
你说, 如果你把他挪了加莫大拉玛利亚,
just like Mary Magdalene.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记住，这里讲的愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of the mouth.
你有没有想到他是谁？
You know who he is?
你配吗？
Are you worthy?
你是个罪人。
You're a sinner.
今天你怎么能和站在荣耀的神的面前？
How can you stand before the glorious God?
你想想看，你在站在神荣耀面前，你不就马上就被击杀，就被销毁了？
How? Don't you imagine if you were standing before His glory that you would be destroyed?
你不过是个灰姑娘。
You are but a Cinderella.
你怎么希望说麻雀能变成凤凰呢？
How can a sparrow become a phoenix?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
但是虽然他们不明白，
but even though they don't understand,
他们心主悦纳的。
But the Lord listens to their heart.
所以主就给他们看，他果然是王。
That he showed that he indeed was king.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
他是好牧人,
he's a good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍,
and the good shepherd gives his life to the sheep.
只有当他为我们挂在十字架上,
when he was hung on the crossroads,
除去我们的罪,
he took away the sin.
结果弟兄姊妹，因着我们的主蒙神接纳,
and because our Lord was satisfied.
所以我们就在主里面也蒙了主的接纳。
So we are said, we, because of him,
We are accepted by God as well.
For this reason,
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做因信称义。
This means justification by faith.
因信说我们在神面前能够得着一个地位。
That means before God we have a position.
所以这个就是那个非常重要的故事。
This is a very important story.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord, brother.
所以慢慢慢慢的他就明白了。
Slowly he understood.
我心所爱的,
the one whom I love.
你在哪里牧羊, 在哪里牧放呢?
Where do you feed your flock?
结果你知道主的回答,
you know the Lord's response?
要跟随羊群的脚步。
Follow the footsteps of the flock.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
起初的这个几个跟随他的,
not only did he gain those who followed him,
后来你看有好多人一同来跟随,
many follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看有一条路, 就是跟随主的路,
there's a way to follow the Lord.
那么从约翰开始, 从第一章开始,
starting with chapter 1.
那这些人不要忘记,
and these are the remnant, majority of the remnant.
但是感谢主,
thank the Lord.
当你读到约翰福音的时候,
when you read the Gospel of John,
你有没有记得, 约翰福音花好多的笔墨, 讲的犹大,
John used a lot of ink to talk about Judas.
约翰也花了好多的笔墨, 讲到我长,
John also used a lot of ink to talk about Bethany.
讲到玛利亚,
about Mary.
讲到拉萨路,
Lazarus.
讲到玛利亚,
Martha.
弟兄们，主门徒们第一次跟随主在哪里遇见的？
Where did the disciples first meet the Lord?
在约旦河外的伯大尼.
It was in Bethany beyond the Jordan.
主最后升天的时候是什么和门徒说再见？
How did the Lord say goodbye to the disciples?
在哪里和门徒说再见？
Where did he say goodbye?
在伯大尼.
Bethany.
我们的主领到伯大尼的地面.
He was brought before Bethany.
就是在橄榄山,
on the Mount of Olives.
这是橄榄山.
This is
橄榄山有两个山坡.
You have two slopes.
一个山坡是耶路撒冷,
one slope faces Jerusalem.
所以我们知道科西玛尼在这里,
and we know Gethsemane is right here.
但是它的后山, 这就是伯大尼.
But the back part of the mountain is Bethany.
所以你看见吗? 那当我们主要升天的时候,
as our Lord ascended to heaven,
他带着他的门徒,
he brought his disciples.
然后呢, 在这里, 在橄榄山升天的,
he ascended from the Mount of Olives.
他升天的时候,
when he ascended,
他的脸是向着伯大尼这边的人,
his face was facing Bethany.
他怎么升上去?
So how did he ascend?
他怎么回来?
How he comes
back? 他升上去的时候,
when he ascends,
他的脸向着伯大尼,
his face was facing Bethany.
就是他的教会,
that is his church.
他的背是向着整个的犹太教耶路撒冷,
his back was to Jerusalem, to the Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他就从那里就升到天上去,
that way he ascended to heaven.
他怎么升上去, 他要怎么回来?
How he ascended is how he's coming back.
所以门徒在哪里和他说再见?
So where did the disciples say goodbye to him?
约翰是亲眼看见云彩把我们主挪走。
John saw the cloud take away our Lord.
从此以后,
from then on,
他每次看见一朵白云的时候,
anytime he saw a cloud,
他就想到那朵的云是把我们主接到天上。
He was reminded of the cloud taking up our Lord in heaven.
所以在约翰的启示,
so in the revelation of
God, 好多次提到白云。
So many times he talks about a white cloud.
因为自从在伯大尼他与主分手以后,
because ever since he left the Lord from Bethany,
约翰他的心里有一样东西是不能满足的。
There's one thing that doesn't satisfy John.
他一直想知道云端那边是怎么样。
He wants to know what happens beyond that cloud.
当他写启示录的时候,
when he wrote Revelation,
他已经跟随主好多年了。
He had followed the Lord many years.
弟兄姊妹, 很可能快70年了,
maybe over 70 years.
他年轻就跟随主,
when he was young he followed the Lord.
他的确是苏拉米,
he was a Shulamite.
他曾经躺在主的怀里,
he laid at the bosom of the Lord.
他最后成为爱的使徒,
and he became the disciple of love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们知道, 一直心中有一个东西, 一个结没有打开,
there was one thing that did not, was not open to him.
在云端这一边, 他知道,
he understood before the cloud.
所以他写了约翰福音,
so he wrote the Gospel of John.
应该必须是这样,
how he was crucified.
他们第一次怎么认识,
how did he met the first time.
但云端那边他不知道,
but beyond the cloud he didn't know.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他在伯马巴莫海岛的时候,
at the island of Patmos,
结果神终于把那个布幔揭开了,
that veil was removed.
所以第一句话, 约翰启示录第一句话, 耶稣基督的启示,
So the revelation, first words are the revelation of Jesus Christ.
现在把这个启示一打开以后，
once this revelation is open,
约翰就知道我们的主升天以后的启示。
Jesus, John knew what happened after Jesus ascended.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brother,
如果问约翰的话，
if you were to ask John,
你第一次在哪里遇见主的？
Where did you meet the Lord first?
Bethany. 你最后一次在哪里与主分手的？
Where did you say goodbye to him?
Bethany. 所以约翰福音第一章，
John chapter 1
是约翰，
is John.
但是后面讲到拉撒路，讲到马大，也讲到玛利亚。
And at the end, you talk about Lazarus, Mary, and Martha.
到最后一个礼拜。
At the very last week.
我们的主按理来讲，应该在耶路撒冷能找到安息的地方。
Our Lord should find rest in Jerusalem.
我岂不是应当在我父的家里吗？
Should I not be in my father's house?
他应该在耶路撒冷过夜。
He should be able to stay overnight in Jerusalem.
那个时候他找不到安息。
But he could not find rest.
每一个晚上都是在伯大尼找的安息。
Each night he found rest in Bethany.
伯大尼是什么？
What is Bethany?
伯大尼所遇见的是玛利亚的奉献。
What we see in Bethany is Mary's consecration.
马大的受侍奉。
Martha's service.
还有拉撒路死里复活的见证。
And the testimony of Lazarus, death and resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最后我们的主是在伯大尼与门徒说再见。
And it was at Bethany that the Lord said goodbye to the disciples.
所以跟随主的路。
Those who follow the Lord.
是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
Is from Bethany to Bethany.
你如果要做主的门徒，
if you are to be the Lord's disciple,
你从伯大尼开始，从伯大尼结束。
You need to start with Bethany and end with Bethany.
什么叫伯大尼？
What is Bethany?
伯大尼是无花果之家。
Bethany is the house of faith.
但是不是无花果树之家，不是。
It is not the house of the tree of faith.
圣经用无花果树代表以色列。
The fig tree represents Israel in the Bible.
但是我们主在无花果树上找不到谁，找不到果子。
But our Lord did not find a fruit in the fig tree.
只有树叶，外面好看的很，他不能得着满足。
Only leaves is very beautiful. He cannot be satisfied.
但是我们的主怎么样能得着满足？
But how is our Lord satisfied?
他只能在无花果之家得到满足。
He can only be satisfied in the house of figs.
什么叫无花果？
What is a fig?
那中文叫做无花果。
The actual literal translation is a fruit with no flower.
那不要忘记，无花果不是没有花的。
It's not that the fig has no flower.
无花果是开花的。
It does blossom.
那开花的时候，当然也有传递花粉这些功用都在的。
And there is pollen and etc.
但是无花果开花是在里面开花的。
But the flower is blossomed inside the fruit.
没有人知道无花果有多美丽。
Nobody knows how beautiful the fig is.
只有你来到它的深处。
Only when you enter the depth.
只有那些昆虫跑到那个洞里面去的时候，那传递花粉的时候，它看见它的美丽。
Only when those wasps go in and pollinate it, do they see the beauty.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
苏拉米，你为什么美丽呢？
Why is the Shulamite beautiful?
因为它有怕死。
Because she has a veil, she has a veil.
一个帕子就显得美丽。
Because she has a veil, then she's beautiful.
为什么？那个美丽就是他的所罗门看得见的。
Only Solomon can see the beauty.
他们乃是隐藏者。
It is the hidden one.
平常在希伯来的世界里面，女子是不蒙脸的。
In the Hebrew world, women do not cover the face.
他们就结婚的时候才蒙脸。
They cover the face only when they're married.
所以你明白吗？乃是当新郎跟新妇在一起的时候，
when the bride and the bridegroom are together，
等到新妇蒙上他的人，就是有一个帕子在他身上的。
So when the bride has a veil covering her face，
弟兄姊妹，背后所代表的就像无花果树、无花果一样。
This is just the same as a fig fruit。
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你就能够明白它是什么意思。
Now you understand what it means。
那也许你问我，你怎么知道希伯来人他们不蒙脸的呢？
How you going to ask me? How do you know that the Hebrew women do not?
因为你看过很多回教徒蒙脸，所以你想希伯来人也蒙脸。
You think because you see so many Muslim women covering their faces that all Hebrews cover their faces?
圣经是这样，圣经里没有告诉我们这些。
The Bible doesn't tell us that。
如果利伯家蒙上脸的话，
if Rebecca had covered her face，
那么那个老仆人怎么知道这个就是？怎么知道她是极其美丽的？
How would the old servant know that she was beautiful?
如果撒拉蒙上脸的话，
if Sarah had covered her,
那么亚伯拉罕又担心什么呢？
Why would Abraham be afraid?